If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench looking at the new AP Top 25 in college football after that great Georgia-Alabama game on Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. You saw what happened, right? Georgia was down 30-7. But they came roaring back to take the lead, only to have Alabama throw a bomb touchdown to win it 41-34. Thus, the Tide are now number one. They moved to number one. You heard me. Jalen Milroe, the first player in SEC history with 350 passing yards, 100 rushing yards, and 80% completions in a game. Saturday, the Tide are at Vandy at 4:15 on the SEC Network. So Texas falls to number two. They beat Mississippi State 35-13. They've won each of the first five games by 15 or more for the first time since 08. They play October 12th against their rival Oklahoma in Dallas at 3:30. Ohio State's number three after spanking Michigan State 38-7 for the ninth straight win in the series. Saturday, they take on Iowa at the Shoe in Columbus at 3:30. Tennessee's four. They were idle. Saturday, they're at Fayetteville against Arkansas. Georgia fell to five. Saturday, they're home against Auburn at Sanford Stadium in Athens at 3:30 on ABC. Oregon's number six. They beat UCLA at the Rose Bowl 34-13. They were eighth, now sixth. They're 4-0. Friday, they take on Michigan State at Outzen Stadium in Eugene at 9 p.m. on Fox. Number seven is Penn State. They had seven sacks against Illinois and beat them 21-7 in Happy Valley. Saturday, they're home to UCLA in the same spot. Miami's eighth after they got lucky against Virginia Tech in Miami Friday night, 38-34. A Hail Mary. Did he catch it or not? The refs said no after the review because a Miami player touched the ball while they were out of bounds. So the Canes are 5-0. Saturday, they're at Berkeley against Cal at 10:30 East on ESPN. At 9, it's Missouri. They were 11th. They didn't play. Saturday, they're at Kyle Field against A&M at noon on ABC. At 10, it's Michigan. They were 12th. They beat Minnesota 27-24 in the Big House. Saturday, they go to Husky Stadium in Seattle to take on Washington on a long road trip. Number 11 is USC. They were trailing by 11 at the half, but they beat the Badgers of Wisconsin by 17. Saturday, they're at Minnesota. The Trojans are 3-1. Ole Miss fell to 12th after losing to Kentucky at home 20-17. Saturday, they're at South Carolina at 3:30 on ESPN. At 13, it's LSU. They were 14th. They're 4-1. They beat South Bama 42-10. They play on the 12th against Ole Miss at home in Baton Rouge. 14 is Notre Dame after beating Louisville 31-24. They play on the 12th against Stanford at Notre Dame Stadium at 3:30 on NBC. At 15, it's Clemson. They were 17th. They beat Stanford 40-14 in Death Valley. Saturday, they're in Tallahassee against Florida State. At 16, it's Iowa State. They shut out Houston 20-0. Saturday, they're at home in Ames against Baylor. At 17, I love this team. BYU, they were 22nd. They're 5-0. They won in Waco 34-28 over Baylor. October 12th, they take on Arizona in Provo. Utah was 10th. Now they're 18th after losing to Arizona 23-10 at Rice-Eccles in Salt Lake Shakers. Friday, they're at Tempe against Arizona State at 10:30 on ESPN. Number 19 is Oklahoma after winning at Auburn at Jordan-Hare by 6. They're now 5-0 all-time on the road against SEC opponents. Oklahoma against Texas October 12th, as I mentioned, in Dallas. Number 20 is Kansas State. They were 23rd. They're 4-1. They beat Oklahoma State 42-20 at home. Their next game is the 12th in Boulder against Prime's Colorado Buffaloes. At 21, it's Boise State. They were 25th. They're 3-1. They beat up on Washington State 45-24 in Boise. Saturday, they're home to Utah State. Louisville, I told you they lost to Notre Dame. Saturday, they're at home against SMU at noon. At 23, it's the Indiana Hoosiers into the poll for the first time. They beat Maryland in Bloomington 42-28. They're 5-0, which is tied for the second best start to a season in Indiana history. It's the best since 1967 when they started 8-0 and won a share of the title and went to the Rose Bowl. Their next game is the 5th here at Northwestern in Chicago. At number 24, it's Illinois after the loss to Penn State. On the 12th, they take on Purdue in Champaign-Urbana. And number 25 is UNLV. They were unranked. Now they're ranked. They lost their quarterback. They still rolled. They popped Fresno State 59-14. Second most points scored in regulation against an FBS opponent for the Rebels since they put 72 on New Mexico in 1980. Friday, they play Syracuse at Allegiant and send it to make it a hub. Beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. At 9 o'clock on FS1. At the very least, we got to look at Sunday's Pain Day finals around the NFL. The Falcons get the late 58-yard field goal. Your boy Koo nails it, 26-24. They beat the Saints in Atlanta. Caleb Williams threw his first TD pass at Soldier Field. And the Bears beat the Rams 24-18. How about the Vikings? They're 4-0. They won at Lambeau 31-29. The Colts handed the Steelers their first loss, 27-24, Indy. The Broncos went into Jet Life and beat New York, 10-9 in the rain. Unbelievable. The Jets were favored by 7.5. Too bad I had the Broncos and the points. Shake out. Ooh. The Buccaneers roasted the Eagles 33-16 at Raymond James in Tampa. The Bengals won their first game 34-24 at Carolina. The Texans held off the Jaguars 24-20. Jacksonville covered the points, though. Commanders win again. They went to the desert and smacked around the Cardinals 42-14. Washington's 3-1 for Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn. The Niners big over the Pats 30-13. The Niners now 2-2. How about the Raiders? They're 2-2. They beat Cleveland 20-16 in Vegas. The Chiefs scored late and stayed undefeated. They're 4-0, 17-10 over the 2-2 Chargers. And Sunday night, it was all Ravens. In the Charm City, Baltimore beat up the Bills 35-10 and made it look easy doing it. Just so we're clear, a double dip tonight again of Monday Night Football. It doesn't get any better than that. At 7:30 on ESPN, it's the Titans and Dolphins at Hard Rock in Miami. The Fins are laying 2.5, 37.5 is the total. And then at 8:15 on ABC, Seattle and the Lions at Ford Field in Detroit, Rock City. Lions laying 4. 46.5. I think the Seahawks, who are 3-0, have beaten the Lions 6 straight times. It should be awesome. We'll see you today for Pharrell Coast to Coast at 3 o'clock on Sports Grid TV, the Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on Sports Grid Live on X as well. You can catch us on Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. And we're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo, YouTube TV, Fire TV, Sirius XM Channel 159, and Sports Byline USA. Let's rock it out on a Monday. Shake out. Ooh.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.